If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Stoic Mental Armor, your daily dose of wisdom and resilience. I'm your host, Avery Hart, here to help you build that inner fortress so strong it could withstand a dragon attack, or at least a really bad Monday morning. Today's topic? Cultivating inner strength and courage. Because let's be real, life throws some curveballs our way, doesn't it? Ever feel like you're just trying to keep your head above water? You know that feeling when everything seems overwhelming, and you're tempted to just throw in the towel? We've all been there, but guess what? We don't have to stay there. Stoicism can be our secret weapon, our inner badassery coach, helping us face those challenges head-on with a newfound sense of strength and courage. So, buckle up, because we're diving deep into 5 key takeaways that will transform the way you approach life's inevitable ups and downs. First off, remember this. True strength isn't about being physically invincible. It's about your mental fortitude, your ability to stay calm and collected even when things get crazy. Think of it like this. A strong oak tree bends in the wind, but doesn't break. It adapts, it perseveres, it stands tall. That's what inner strength is all about. Number 2. Embrace discomfort. This might sound counterintuitive, but hear me out. Stepping outside your comfort zone, facing those fears head-on, that's where the real magic happens. You build resilience, you discover hidden strengths, and you realize that, ouch, moments often lead to incredible growth. Speaking of growth, number 3, practice self-discipline. This isn't about being a monk or giving up all your favorite things. It's about making conscious choices that align with your values and goals. Imagine your willpower as a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. Start small, make those everyday healthy decisions. Eat that salad instead of fries. Go for a walk instead of binge-watching Netflix. It all adds up. Now, number 4. Cultivate gratitude. Seriously, take a moment right now and think about something good in your life. A warm cup of coffee, a supportive friend, the sunshine on your face, anything. Gratitude shifts your perspective, it helps you focus on the positive, and it builds inner peace. Remember, happiness isn't about waiting for things to get better. It's about appreciating what's already good in your life. And finally, number 5. Remember that failure is not the opposite of success. It's a stepping stone on the path to success. Think of those epic fails as learning experiences, valuable data points that help you adjust course and keep moving forward. Don't let fear of failing hold you back from pursuing your dreams. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a bright young woman who's always dreamed of starting her own business. She has a fantastic idea, but she's terrified to take the leap because what if it fails? What if people laugh at her? She gets stuck in this cycle of fear and doubt, paralyzed by the possibility of failure. But then, she remembers what we talked about today, embracing discomfort, practicing self-discipline, and cultivating gratitude. She starts small, takes a few courses, connects with other entrepreneurs, and gradually builds her confidence. Sure, there are setbacks along the way, but she views them as learning opportunities and keeps pushing forward. Finally, Sarah launches her business and it's a resounding success. Remember, that could be you. We all have dreams, goals, and aspirations. The key is to tap into that inner strength, embrace courage, and take those first steps, no matter how small they seem. So, what's the takeaway today? Stoicism isn't about being emotionless robots. It's about mastering your emotions, building resilience, and becoming the best version of yourself. Remember, you are capable of incredible things. You have inner strength you may not even realize yet. Believe in yourself, embrace challenges, and never stop growing. All right, awesome humans, that's a wrap for today. I want to hear from you. What resonates most with you? What's one small step you can take to cultivate your inner strength this week? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Don't forget to subscribe to Stoic Mental Armor and join us tomorrow for another dose of wisdom and resilience. Until then, keep rocking it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.